It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Paul writes in the book of Romans, "For by the grace given to me, I bid every one among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment." Let me tell you a story. The young man walked into the service station. Seeing his friend who owned the station in the rear, he yelled out, "Hey, Sam, how's business?" And from the back of the station came the reply, "As usual." Sitting down next to the phone, the young man yelled out again, "Mind if I use your phone?" "No, go ahead and help yourself," came the reply. The young man picked up the phone directory, thumbed through his pages until he came to the correct page. Placing the directory next to the phone, he dialed the number. About that time, the owner of the station walked up and sat down next to him. "How you doing with that new boat and motor, Bob?" asked the owner. "Folks been telling me they've been seeing a whole lot of old Bob Smith out at the lake hauling in the big uns. Sure sounds like you're getting your money's worth out of it," Sam continued. Bob's party on the other end of the line had answered, and by that time he held up his hand, motioning for Sam to be quiet. As Bob started talking, Sam noticed that he was disguising his voice to keep from being recognized. Wondering what it was all about, Sam listened closely to the conversation. "Is this Woodruff's store?" asked Bob in the disguised voice. From the other end came the reply, "Yes, it is." "Could I speak to Mr. Woodruff?" Bob asked in the muffled tone. "This is Mr. Woodruff speaking," said the party on the other end. "Mr. Woodruff, I was wondering about a possible job with you. Several months ago, I saw an ad of yours in the paper where you said you needed someone to work there in your store as a salesman. I have some experience as a salesman, and I believe I could do you a top-notch job," Bob said as he continued to use the fake voice. "I'm sorry," Mr. Woodruff replied, "but the job has been filled for about 6 months now. A fellow by the name of Bob Smith contacted us, and we hired him right away." "Is that right?" Bob continued. "Sure hate that. Would have loved to have worked for you. Maybe this Bob Smith fellow isn't doing too well, and you could let him go and let me have that position," Bob asked while Sam stared at him with puzzlement. "No, I'm afraid I couldn't do that," Mr. Woodruff replied. "Bob Smith's doing us a real fine job. Fact about the business is that he's one of the best salesmen we've ever employed." "Well, I appreciate talking to you, Mr. Woodruff, and I may call you again in the future," Bob said as he hung up the phone. Now, Sam couldn't wait to ask the question. "What in the world were you doing? I thought you'd been working down at Woodruff's for about 6 months now," said Sam. "I have," said Bob. "Then why in the world did you call about a job and talk in an unnatural voice?" asked Sam. "Well, Sam," said Bob, "you might say I was just checking up on myself." You know, I guess that's something we all need to do pretty often.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.